Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
I can repeat that for you. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. It is a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. I was asking you do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper?
No.
No, okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote.
I will vote.
So, and would you say you're definitely, very likely, or somewhat likely to vote?
I'm sorry, the last part I didn't understand. Who would likely vote?
Yes, if you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you so much. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Wait a minute. Am I what? I am not Spanish-speaking and I'm not Hispanic, no.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian-American, white, or other?
American white.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your age?
No.
Okay, and now I will tell you some like rates. For example, between 18 and 35 years, 36 to 45 years, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I don't like the way they're going.
So you will say in the wrong track?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you a list of some issues and you can tell me which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family. The first says K-12 education. Next we have the economy and jobs. Then we have housing and property insurance costs. Then we have abortion. The next one is taxes, then illegal immigration, then climate and the environment. The next one is local growth and development. Then we have inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. The next one is access and cost of healthcare. And the last one is crime and public safety.
Okay, the first bunch of them down to
The first one was...
Go ahead. There was one, and then there was education.
Yes, K through 12 education.
What is that? I didn't understand the first word.
K, I mean the letter K, like of a name, the name Karen?
Kindergarten.
Uh-huh, yes. Yeah, from kindergarten to 12? Education? That's the first option.
Yes, that's important.
Okay, so you are choosing this one, or do you want me to read the rest of the options?
I guess you better read them again.
Okay. The next one is the economy and jobs, then housing and property insurance costs, then abortion, then we have taxes, then illegal immigration, then we have climate and the environment, then we have local growth and development. The next one
is... Wait a minute. Repeat that one about girls.
Local growth and development.
I don't understand that one. Local girls and development.
How much the city is growing, you know?
And what am I supposed to tell you about that?
Now, you can choose one of these, which issue should the governor and Senate legislature focus on most to help you and your family? What is the most important to you?
Probably the economy.
Okay, economy. Thank you so much. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes who you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, links likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or leans slightly to the Republican candidate?
It depends on the person.
Okay, so you don't know. Hello, can you hear me? The question is, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, with which of the following best describes who you are likely to vote?
I would vote for the candidate, not necessarily the party.
Oh, okay. So you are not sure right now.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I have mixed emotion on that.
Oh, okay. So would you say you are somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Rico Smith.
Who?
Rico Smith.
I don't think I know that name.
Okay. And the next one is Cintris Driscoll.
I don't know that name either.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Probably Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Pendris Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
I'm not familiar with either one.
Okay, thank you. But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
None.
None of them. Okay, thank you so much. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
I'm undecided on that.
Okay. You don't have any, like, you don't lean any of these options?
I don't know either name you're talking about, and
it's not a name. It's just like opinion. A candidate, for example, the first one is a candidate.
Well, it depends on the one who has experience, what that experience is. I'm not opposed to a first timer.
Oh, okay. So you don't really know, okay?
I'm just undecided. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not much change.
Okay, thank you. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians, like inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, and interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost? The President Joe Biden?
It's only Florida that's had these increases?
No, we're focusing right now on Florida, but I know that there are too many places that this is happening too. But we're focusing in this survey on Florida.
I think our congressmen and senators are to blame.
Okay, so would you say the President Joe Biden and the Democrat policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
I don't think this is a Florida problem. I think it's a United States problem.
Okay, so you will say that the first
so
choice.
The people in Florida can't be blamed for the entire country.
Yes. So, which option do you
I'm
choose?
Sorry,
or
your script just isn't logical to me. I mean, everybody's answer can't fit one of your little questions.
Okay. So you are not choosing any of these options?
No.
Okay. And as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. So which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results?
That would depend on the personality of the person being elected.
Okay. So, again, you're not choosing any option?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, with which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with your views and positions. Or it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats.
The first option.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about this past weekend when the former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempt assassination only strengthens my support for him? Or I like, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or while political violence is unacceptable, it doesn't change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
I don't agree with assassination. That should not happen in America. And
okay. It
will not have a bearing on my choice of candidates.
So you're choosing the last option.
I don't know what you said.
You're choosing the last option.
I guess.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you some statements about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please, you can indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first one is a Democrat, Sanders Driscoll. Is an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleges to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economy recovery for all Floridians. And the next one is the Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and served on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper.
The victor.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if you knew the following statements about Rick Smith were true, will you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and home-based learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, with trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interests of its citizens.
That sounds good.
Okay. And the second one, the next one says, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
What am I supposed to say to that? Yes or no?
If this makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely,
more
or
likely.
Not. Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. And then we have, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance cost is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and proof sharing and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Likely.
Okay, thank you. And if you knew the following statements about Ventress Driscoll were true, will each makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Ventress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? Again, if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, since Ventress Driscoll have been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck, Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems and things have only gotten worse.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you so much. The next one is, Ventress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. The next one is, Ventress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
I'm against that.
Okay.
Yeah,
the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, and not
less likely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. The next one is, Ventress Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
That's likely.
Okay, got it. The next one says, Ventress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs. Voting against Floridian's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state?
Less likely.
Less likely, got it. The next one says, Sanchez Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
Less likely.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And then we have, Sanchez Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increased penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Less likely.
Less likely, got it. Thank you so much for your answers. And taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sanchez Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Undecided.
Undecided, got it, thank you. But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Undecided.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, okay, thank you so much. And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I vote more for the person, and I didn't hear that in your choices.
Okay. It can be vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans. It can be understood like that.
Okay. All right. That one.
Okay. Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you say you are somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, got it. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
14.
14, okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Goodbye.
Bye.